Now, the Ice Age Trail stretches for over 1,000 miles through Wisconsin, and it's one of the state's most popular outdoor destinations. It's also celebrating its 40th anniversary as a national scenic trail. To celebrate, the Ice Age Trail Alliance is hosting the Mammoth Hike Challenge, letting hikers earn a commemorative patch by hiking 40 miles on the trail in October and supporting trail communities along the way. Amy Lord is Outreach and Education Manager for the Ice Age Trail Alliance. Amy, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Before we get to the challenge, tell us a little bit about this this milestone, this 40-year anniversary.
Yeah, 2020 marks the 40th anniversary that the Ice Age Trail was officially designated a national scenic trail. The official signing took place in early October 1980, and so 40 years later, here we are as one of only 11 national scenic trails right now.
And tell us about this 40-mile challenge to celebrate.
Well, we kind of cooked up the idea earlier this year, actually during the Safer at Home time period. And we wanted to celebrate, and we knew people were hiking more than ever. And we wanted to do something that was safe and where people could hike responsibly. And so we came up with a challenge where people can do it on their own. They can do it with their family, and they can do it anywhere along the trail. And the other aspect is to be out supporting our trail communities at the same time.
And I want to make it clear, 40 miles, not necessarily all in one fell swoop, right?
Correct. This is something you can do at your own pace. You know, we say you can do it in one big adventure. You can do it every single day of the month. You can do it in multiple weekends. It's really up to you how you want to get your 40 miles in during October.
And you don't have to be an experienced hiker to do this, especially if you carve it up into bite-sized pieces. Can you talk about some of the most accessible parts of the trail for people who might want, you know, not too rigorous a challenge?
No, you're absolutely right. We want this really to be fun. We want people to get out and explore. So it could be 2 miles that they're very familiar with and they do it over and over. It could be something where they go a little longer and, you know, 5-6 miles. It really doesn't matter, but lots of opportunity throughout the entire state of Wisconsin. So, you know, if somebody's thinking, hey, I just want to go out with, you know, maybe my kids or my partner and do 1 to 2 miles every couple of days, you just tally those miles. So think about what you want to do, what works for you, and then kind of make a plan on how you want to do it, you know, how you want to do it throughout the entire month.
And you mentioned this is mainly about the hike, but also a way to encourage people to support some of the communities, the Ice Age Trail communities. What kind of things do you have in mind?
You bet. So right now we have 13 Ice Age Trail communities throughout the entire state of Wisconsin. And we are encouraging people to support any way they can. You know, maybe it's just getting gas within one of those communities, going to get carry out, having a bite to eat on the patio, going to the grocery store and getting snacks. So we know our local communities have had a financial impact with what's been going on. So we're just encouraging our hikers to, you know, support any way that they can. Every little dollar that they put into those communities, it's going to help. And so, again, it could be the cup of coffee, it could be ice cream, it could be gas, whatever it is, it's going to help those communities.
So if people want to sign up, get involved, and get that patch, how do they do it or find out more info?
Oh, you bet. We've got lots of information on our website, iceagetrail.org. It is free, so it's a free challenge, so you can register right there. We're going to ask you just a couple quick questions of where you're from and who's on your team. So you can do all of that on our website, and we've got a lot of really good questions and answers, because again, we want people to feel comfortable when they're doing this and know, you know where they're going and how to do it. We've got a lot of good resources. We've got an interactive map. We've got a mobile app called Strive On that people can use. We've created some itineraries for each trail community, and just lots of tools for folks to look at. And you can find everything on our website, iceagetrail.org.
And Amy, in our last few moments, do you have your own hike planned out for October, or hikes, I guess?
I get to travel to some of the trail communities, so I'll give a little plug. We are, I am headed north the first weekend in October. I'll be in the St. Croix Falls area October 2nd and 3rd. So I will be hiking around St. Croix Falls at that time. I'm going to sneak over to Cornell on Sunday, October 4th. So I'll be doing a little hiking in Cornell. And then in Dane County, I'll be in Verona on October 10th. And I'll be in the Cross Plains area on October 11th. So I'm sure I'll be getting some hiking in there. Monty, the mammoth, our mascot, he'll be with me at those locations. So we'll have an opportunity for folks to come out and say hi to Monty and get their answers or get their questions answered, pick up some information about where they should go and how they should do it. So you can come out and see me and Monty at a few different places throughout October.
Amy, happy trails, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, and hope to see you on the trail.
That's Amy Lord with the Ice Age Trail Alliance talking about the trail's Mammoth Hike Challenge, celebrating its 40th anniversary as a national scenic trail. We have a link to info at WPR.org/Central Time. Coming up, September is National Sewing Month. We'll get advice and encouragement from our guests, and you can share your own experiences. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time.